One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. 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 Pleases Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah, there are many blessings of reciting through the Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited Durood-e Pak upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man appeared before Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father wants my wealth. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, call your father. When he appeared, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your son says that you want his wealth. He, the father, replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask my son what I do with his money. I spend it on my children, my relatives, and myself and my family. As he was explaining this, Hazrat Jibril Amin alayhi salam appeared in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask him to relay the couplets that he has in his heart in relation to his situation. Ask him to share them with you. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Lord always increases our love and our yakin, our iman and our belief in you. He then said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had certain couplets in my mind. And the translation of them is this. O son, I fed you since you were born. I lifted you in my arms when you were alone. I fed you from my wealth. When you were ill, I spent my nights awake. I was afraid you might die, even though I knew that everybody would die one day. My eyes would cry at your illness. I brought you up with all of this. And when you become older, and I started to think you may help me, and you may start to repay me, you start to dishonor me, and be strict with me, and brought me unhappiness. Even if you do not think of me as your father, at the very least, you should have thought of me as your neighbor, for even neighbors have rights. I wish that you did not hold your wealth dearer than me. When Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard these couplets, tears started to flow from the eyes of the best of creation. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of the young man and said, you and your wealth are your father's. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, it's time to think. As our parents get older, our desires of worldly life and the shaitan and the nafs take hold, and they start to be a thorn in our side. They start to hurt your eyes. We live in mansions and big houses. The house is big enough for the children, big enough for the mother of the children, but yet so small that it doesn't have room for parents. If I had 12 children, my mansion is big enough, but my parents are living in old people's home because I've disowned them. These were the people who brought me up.
I have the power, the money, and the means to look after 12 children. But when it comes to my parents, I haven't got time for them. So they end up in old people's homes. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madhya Channel, this is the reality. The mothers of our children look after 6 children, but will always complain. Islamic sisters always complain about the mother-in-law and the father-in-law and how much of a burden they are. The son will work hard and make sure that there is enough money to buy whatever everybody else wants. Every child gets what he wants. What about the ones who made sure that you as a child had everything you wanted? Your money doesn't stretch to them. Do you not remember the time when you were in dirty nappies? You would wet the bed and they would laugh it off. Even if you paid a lot of money, people wouldn't wipe your dirt. And yet your mother would clean you when you went to the toilet without even flinching an eyelid. And today you are shouting at that mother and she is sat there with little in a care home. Allah. How many times did you dirty your clothes? And your mother and father said, don't worry about it. And today, when they spill something, you shout at them. How many times did you make mistakes and they covered them up? And yet today, if they make a mistake, you make a point of exposing it and embarrassing them and making them feel ashamed of themselves. When you were 1 foot tall, they made sure that their life evolved around you. Now that you're 6 foot, with their blessings, they don't matter anymore. Even your servants have more in their quarters than your parents have in their rooms. And your parents are left in the final days of their life in old people's homes. And you think then that you're still doing something special by paying for them to be there. It's a point where we should be ashamed of ourselves. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhya Channel, today, even those who keep their parents with them, treat them with disrespect and dishonor. The best that one sees in this society is children who pay for a servant to look after their parents. Because of the position we're in, we've got people who are regularly throwing their parents into old people's homes. So we have to think that this person, who at least has kept them in their house and got a servant to look after them, is slightly better. But the reality is that he should be taking advantage of this opportunity in their old age. He is the one who should be serving them. He should be their servant. His parents are everything. But he is giving his reward to a third person. If today, in our business, some money was to be extracted by a third party, we try and save it. I'll do that myself because I want that earning. Today our reward is being taken by our servants because we needed to earn the rewards and Jannah by serving our parents, by being humble in their court, by saying pleasing things to them, by making sure that they were happy with us, and we're too busy earning the money and our servants are doing that. Or nobody is doing it. Or old people's home are doing that. My dear Islamic brothers, what is life coming to? Pray in the court of Allah Azawajal that Allah Azawajal forgives us our wrongs. Repent in the court of Allah Azawajal if you've upset your parents. Pray, Ya Allah, make my parents pleased with me. If you have said nasty things to your parents, go and grab their feet, kiss their feet and ask for forgiveness. And if they hit you or they rebuke you, consider yourself lucky. How many people are there in the world who didn't appreciate their parents? And once their parents had departed from this world, today they look for that love and affection. Even in the parents shouting at you, there's always love and affection. And the people are missing that. If you are lucky enough to have your parents alive, then take this opportunity with both hands. Just remember this, that when you were young and you said things that were wrong, your parents still laughed along. Today they're elderly. They may not understand all the situations. They may say things that you don't like. But just stay quiet. Just bear with them. Just agree with them. Today, if they're elderly, be patient with them. Don't talk in front of them. Don't shout. You will miss this relationship. One Islamic brother says that my mother used to sit in the corner of the room in her old age. And she used to sit there doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. She wouldn't talk much. And for years she did this. She'd read the Quran or just sit there and do zikr. But she was sat in the corner of the room. She didn't affect our lives. We carried on as normal. My children were growing up. But he said, when she passed away, I realized what I had lost. I was too busy with my work and everything else. And I used to see her there and it used to give me happiness. But when she passed away from this world, I thought, what an opportunity I had missed and what blessings I had lost. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, I know that sometimes parents can be difficult. But as children, how difficult were we? We can never be as difficult as our parents might be now. Yet they persevered and coped with us. No matter what we did, they forgave us. And they always made sure we had everything we wanted. These were the mothers who wouldn't let us out of the house without making sure that we were fully protected from either the cold or the heat. These were the parents whose lives evolved around us. Yet, this great gift and blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, we don't appreciate. Today we have the unfortunate ones who take their parents to care homes. Today we have the unfortunate ones who do not know what the likes and dislikes of their mother and father are. You know, we know what our friend likes. We know what the mother of our children likes, what every single child, we have 7, 8, 9, 10 children. We know what every single one likes. Licking of sus. It's a shame that we don't know what our parents like. Can you imagine the happiness that you would bring to your parents' faces if you knew what your parents liked? You know, today when we go out, we say, even with friends, I went on a trip and I brought you back this and the friends are really pleased. I know you like these things. I know you like these sweets or whatever. Or with the children. I know my first child likes this and my second one likes this. I've got something for everybody. Can you imagine the happiness that you would bring to your parents if you went somewhere and came back and said, Amiji, I know you'd like this, so I brought it for you. Can you imagine the dua, the prayers in the court of Allah that you'd make for you? Or the happiness you would bring to your father's face? When your dad used to leave the house, when your father left his house, everything he walked past, he thought about you and that thing. You know, my son should have this. My daughter should have this. It's like when you walk past things today, you're thinking about your children. They did exactly the same with you. Yet, they knew your likes and dislikes. They knew that you liked apples and bananas, but you didn't like oranges. You didn't like this, but you liked that. And their lives evolved around your likes and dislikes and making sure you were happy. Today, do we know what our parents like? Remember when you used to say to your mother, Amiji, I feel like eating this today. Even in the years of you growing up. Amiji, I feel like crying today. And your mother used to make a call to your father. And they used to both get together and make sure that you've expressed a wish. So it needs to be fulfilled. And high and behold, you came home at night and it was there. And yet today, they sit in a house and they have many desires. As you get older, you have desires. When was the last time we asked them? Amiji, Abaji, is there something you need? Is there something you want? Can I get you something? You know, do you have a desire? You know, when I was young, I used to say it and used to produce it. Please, you know, do you want something? No, we don't have the time to do that. Our mother used to stand there hours on end cooking for us. And then, I don't like this, Amiji, I want, make me an egg. Make me this. Make me that. Said, no problem. But if you don't like it, you can't go to sleep on an empty stomach. I'll make you whatever you want. And today we haven't got time to see whether those parents are going to sleep on an empty stomach. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bandi Channel, today we're living a life of luxury because of the upbringing that they gave us. Because of the hard work that they did, we've been granted a life of luxury. And yet suddenly, because we've got wife and children, we've forgotten about the parents who put us where we are. Because of our life of luxury, we've left our parents to fend for themselves. Even those who keep their parents with them, they rebuke and curse them. Nauzubillah. How bad is that? These were the people who gave you your life. These were the people Allah Azza wa Jal used to bring you into this world. When you screamed once, they dropped everything in the world. And they ran towards you, making sure you were alright. Today, they're ill, and they're up all night, and you're sleeping fast asleep, comfortably. When you were ill, the whole world changed. How does our world change when our children are ill? We're running to the doctors, the walk-in center, the accident and emergency. We sit there for 3-4 hours, and the doctor says, there's nothing wrong with him, he's just got a bit of an infection, take him back. And we think, oh, thank God, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, we'll bring him back home. And we kiss the child. This was you just a few years ago. And what you're doing today, your parents were doing. Yet today we don't appreciate it. When they're ill, well, they can go to the doctors when they want. Today, we haven't got time to cook and clean for our parents. The best we do is we leave them to fend for themselves. You know, we have these desires where we go out with our families. Take our children, the mother of our children, or we go out with our mates and we have nice dishes. Have we ever thought about the fact that our parents might want to eat this as well? Today, everybody else matters. But the two people who made sure that we had all these delicious dishes every day of the week, those two people are sat at home, heartbroken, thinking, I want to taste a tasty dish. And the son is out chilling out with his mates every other night, having food, taking his family on outings. I can't be bothered wheeling them around in a wheelchair in a park. They can't walk. Just think back though. Think back the time when you couldn't walk and they used to carry you and wheel you around everywhere. It wasn't even a wheelchair then. And today, oh, they're a burden. My dear Islamic brothers, and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. Today you don't have time for them. But their entire life revolved around you. If today you don't spend time with your parents, it's a shame. It's a shame on you. They sacrifice their happiness for your demands. Yet you don't even have a few minutes a day just to go to them to make them happy and say a few words. Do you know, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, these parents are burning inside. They don't say it. They don't even want to upset you in this age. You know, they don't even want to say things that will upset you. So they keep it inside, but they're burning inside that our son, our daughter don't come and talk to us. They don't spend time with us. They go on family trips and they take their wife and their children, but they leave us at home. They go out with their friends, but they don't take us anywhere. They go and eat in restaurants and they don't take us anywhere. Their lives are totally independent and they don't have time for us. Do you not remember the times which you're reliving now with your children? When you were 4 or 5 and you cried Amiji, my leg hurts. And your mum sat there all night massaging your legs. And that same mother now, her feet hurt, her legs hurt because she's elderly. And A, you haven't got the time, and B, you're so arrogant and so proud of yourself that the shaitan doesn't let you go and massage your mother's feet and make sure that you relieve her pain, give her painkillers and help her and look after her. This was the same father when you had a temperature, used to run around all night, trying to make sure, checking up on you, breaking his or her sleep every night, making sure, coming up to you, touching you. Has he still got a temperature? Abi Bukhar hai, nay, it's better. Every few hours, waking up from their sleep. And today, I don't want to disturb my 10-hour sleep. And my dad needs a doctor, he can get a taxi. My dear Islamic brothers, and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. There are some countries in the world who don't have a free treatment system. And in those countries, it is documented that parents are having to sell things they have just to get medical treatment. Because the children don't want to pay for this. They think, well, what a waste. They're elderly anyway. They didn't think that when you were a child. You were the most important person in their lives then. And you are still the most important person in their lives. They're still looking towards you. But unfortunately, your focus has changed. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, they spent all their lives, their money, their wealth, their time on you. It's time that you use your intellect and recognize the amazing status that Allah Azza wa Jal has given parents. The shaitan will fill your mind with, what have they done for me? They haven't done anything for me. This is a common thing that we get, especially in this country. Oh, they haven't done anything. What have you ever done for me? How long is the list of what they've done for you? You would never even be able to write out everything that they've done for you. And even if they've missed one or two things, for argument's sake, my dear Islamic brothers, does that justify mistreating them? No. Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us, ordered us, to serve them, respect them, honor them, follow them, and make them happy. That's the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's not a choice. And yet today we become so hard-hearted that we ignore our parents totally. Even daughters. Daughters are supposed to be soft-hearted. And yet they have become so hard-hearted that they never help the mother. They mistreat their own father. They swear at their own father. And hurt their own parents. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. There's a beautiful hikayat that I leave you with. There was a son who served his parents, was proud of the fact that he was looking after his parents. And one day he said to his father, my father, I will obey you no matter what, and you can test my loyalty at any time. The father said, but Dad, can you see that hill over there? Can you take me there? He said, no problem. I'll happily do it. He picked his father up. He took him up to the hill, sat him down. The father took an orange in his hand. And he threw it down the hill. He said, can you go and get it, please? The son said, yeah, no problem. He ran down the hill, picked the orange up, came back up. When he got to the top, the father took another orange. And he threw it down. He goes, can you go and get that one? He said, no problem. He ran back down, picked up the orange, came back up. The third time, the father threw another orange. Now, the son's face changed. He didn't say anything, but he went. He picked up the orange. He ran back up the hill, brought it to him. And as he got to the top, father again picked up another orange and threw it down. He said, can you go and get that? He huffed and he puffed and he made a funny face and he went down the hill. He picked up the orange, came back up, and the father then threw it down again. Because he was after teaching him a lesson. At this point, he flipped. He said, what are you doing? You're making me run up and down this hill for no reason at all. I've done it four times and then you've done it again. If you want to eat the orange, just eat it. If you don't want to eat it, throw it away. But stop making me run up and down this hill. You know, the father said, He said, when you were young, Beta, I brought you to this very hill. And while you were on top of this hill, you threw your ball, you had a ball in your hand, and you threw it down 10 times. And I ran down the hill, I picked up the ball, I brought it back to you every time, and every time I brought it back to you, I hugged and kissed you and gave you your ball back. And today, you brought me the orange 4 times, and that's it? And then you are now rebuking me? Allah, Allah, Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to learn some important lessons. It's time to think about our actions. Today we don't realize how hard our parents have worked to get us where we are. Respect for our parents is very, very important. There's a beautiful Quranic waqia about a pious friend of Allah. He had one son who was young, and he had only one small cow. He took this cow to the jungle and said, Ya Allah, I leave this with you until my son gets older. He then passed away. The son grew up being a pious man and very obedient of his mother. He was so pious and obedient that he'd split his night into 3 parts. He used 1 part to sleep, 1 part to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and 1 part in obedience of his mother and service of his mother. Every day he would go out to work, and what he earned, he also split into 3 parts. 1/3 he would give to the poor, 1/3 he would give to his mother, and 1/3 he would spend on himself. When he reached an age, his mother said, your father left a cow for you. Go into the jungle at this certain place and make a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that for the sake of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Ya Allah, give me that cow. It is a yellow cow that is beaming like the sun. He went there and he made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the cow came to him. He brought it home, and his mother said, go and sell it in the bazaar for 3 dinars. But before you make the deal, make sure you come back to seek my permission. At the time, it was only worth about 3 dinars. An angel came to him in the marketplace and offered him to pay him more than 3 dinars. But he said, no, I need to ask my mother before I sell it. He came back to his mother and relayed the whole incident. And his mother said that he must have been an angel. Go back to him and ask him whether we should sell this cow now or we should keep it for later. He went back and asked, and he was told that keep it. The Bani Israel will pay you its weight in gold. The Bani Israel, the Qawm of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, were tracing the murderers of a victim. And they came to the court of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, who said, Allah says, sacrifice a cow, hit the dead person with its part, and he will tell you who killed him. They then started to argue about the type of cow and the color of the cow and the identity of the cow. And eventually it was narrowed down to the cow that this young man had. They paid its weight in gold to him, and he became very rich. Now, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are many, many Madni pearls in this amazing Quranic narration. But one of the important ones is there is great blessing in the wealth of the pious. One cow was worth so much. The other thing that they are written in the books of Tafsir is leaving something of your wealth for children so they don't have to fall into difficulty after you leave this world. And then service and obedience of his mother got him where he was. Then, my dear Islamic brothers, his time was split into 3. 1 for his mother, 1 for the worship of Allah, 1 for sleeping. Those 3 parts. And then his earnings were split similarly, with a 1/3 going to his mother. And the blessings of that were such that he was rewarded with the cow's weight of gold. My dear Islamic brothers, today we look for blessings outside of our home. We try to find that quick fix to get rich. You know, the biggest controllers of our wealth and our sustenance and our well-being are the du'as of our parents. If you could earn the du'as and the prayers of your parents,
everywhere you went, you'd be successful. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the two most important people in the whole world are in our houses, for those who are lucky enough to still have their parents alive. Serve them. Humble yourself before them. Keep your mouth closed before them. And you reap the rewards in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.